connect with me at wythf.org.
It's time to take a look at what's happening around Wyoming. From the Cowboy State Daily Newsroom, I'm Wendy Corr. With anti-Trump protests planned for at least 13 Wyoming towns Saturday, Democrats are calling on Governor Mark Gordon to reject Trump if he tries to deploy the Wyoming National Guard. Gordon says he doesn't expect that because, quote, Wyoming is not Los Angeles. The EPA is making good on one of President Donald Trump's campaign promises, announcing Wednesday that it's rolling back Biden-era emissions rules on U.S. power plants. Cowboy State Daily's David Madison reports that Wyoming power providers are pleased with the move.
Some said that, you know, this is definitely a good step in the right direction.
I'll be back with more news right after this.
When it comes to building and managing your wealth, our Hilltop Bank Trust and Wealth Management team will help you determine the best route for your specific journey, utilizing our expertise and resources. Visit one of our locations in Casper, Cheyenne, or Gillette to learn more about Hilltop's financial planning, investments, and trust services. We're here to build your confidence about your financial future. Trust and Wealth Management products are not FDIC insured, have no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Wyoming's U.S. senators were cheering Thursday as President Donald Trump signed legislation tossing out the so-called California EV mandate. Cowboy State Daily's Sean Berry reports that the rule had called for an end to new gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035.
A huge argument is that California was setting auto manufacturing policy for the whole country.
And a former Wheatland band teacher accused of committing sex acts on a girl younger than 16 now faces another 78 felony charges on claims of near-daily sex acts with a different 17-year-old student. Between the cases, he could get more than 1,500 years in prison. And that's a look at today's headlines. You can read the full stories at cowboystatedaily.com. I'm Wendy Corr for Cowboy State Daily.
With us right now from Waring Chevrolet, 107 East Alger, General Manager Doug Wooden. Doug, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We got a lot to talk about. Let's get started. New vehicles. You almost have the whole gamut of everything.
Yeah, we sure do. We have Equinoxes, Suburbans, Tahoes, Tracks, and tons of Silverados, heavy duties, light duties, diesels, gasoline, you name it.
It's a lot of new inventory. Come on down, take a look at that. You have so much right now, Doug, and you got a lot more coming in. So you're going, man, we got to reduce some inventory. Inventory reduction, right?
Inventory reduction. Summer's coming out. Things got to move fast, you know. So we got up to $10,000 off on select new vehicles.
Wow.
Of course, used, they're all marked down. We will meet or beat any deal. Shop local.
You know, that's the important thing, you know. You don't need to go out of town because you're going to say, hey, we're going to take care of our local people here. And so you're going to meet or beat any written price. That pretty much says it all. You don't need to worry about anywhere else.
No, you don't. You don't. You just, it's one-stop shop. It's a full-service dealership here. We talked about many times on the radio, you know, service, parts, detailing, the body shop, the whole bit right here.
And you got access, Doug, to a lot of other vehicles too as well.
That's a good point. If anyone out there is listening doesn't see what they desire here on the lot, don't worry about it. I have access to many, many different lots and storage lots that I can get the vehicle of your dreams. Absolutely.
Okay. I like that, vehicle of your dreams. Yeah. That's pretty good stuff there, Doug.
Pretty good.
All right. Get the vehicle of your dreams right here in Waring Chevrolet. Doug, as you mentioned, full service. People are going to be traveling. The tire sale, you know, that was spectacular, but you're still selling tires. People still need tires, too.
Hey, talk about tires. You know, General Motors will match any price of tires. So, you know, if you find something at wherever, you know, just bring it in. General Motors will match it. Just bring it in. And we'll get you the tires of your dreams, right?
The tires of your dreams. Inventory reduction, it's on right now. You've got up to $10,000 on the select vehicles. You're going to meet or beat it. You're going to want to shop local. You got inventory and more coming in. Doug, good to talk to you. And you got a special today, too.
Friday special, a 13 Infiniti G37. Nice little car. It's white.
$5,900. $5,900?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. That could be the vehicle of your dreams.
It could be.
All right, Doug. Good to talk to you. Good to see you.
Have a good day, Bob.
All right. Doug Wooden, come on down here. Waring Chevrolet. Go online. WaringSheridan.com.
seasonal pre-soak, triple foam conditioner, hot car knobble wax, and the latest technology in car care. What does this mean? This means very good care for your car and none of the work for you. Buggy Bath Car Wash's touchless automatic bay uses all of these products to clean and protect your car from the changing elements. Check it out for yourself. You'll never want to hand wash again. Buggy Bath Car Wash, North Main and downtown Sheridan.
I think you'll agree there's nothing like a good night's sleep, and your bed linens have a lot to do with that. How do you sleep? Too hot, too cold, or just right? Here at Mountain Mattress, we now have several linen options at prices for any budget. Sleep warmer with flannel, sleep cooler with bamboo, or try something in a soft cotton blend. Come in today and feel them for yourself. Experience better sleep with help from Mountain Mattress Company, 226 North Main in Sheridan.
Imagine what you could be seeing through the unobstructed views of your new Sierra Pacific windows from Wyoming Building Supply. Wyoming Building Supply offers a world of possibilities to transform your living or workspace into something bright and new. We are a retail store open to everyone. Stop by our showroom today and see all the Sierra Pacific window options for yourself. Wyoming Building Supply, your window sales and service experts at 43 East 5th Street in Sheridan, right next to Valley Motor.
From the SheridanMedia.com sports desk, I'm Bob Grammons. Well, the North and the South will renew their rivalry tomorrow on the football field. The 52nd annual Shrine Bowl football game is for those seniors who recently graduated, and for many of them, it will be the final time they put on the pads. Representing North Central Wyoming High Schools are Kelton Crow, Ty Gilbertson, and Bridger Peldo of Sheridan. Colby Butler, Owen Petty, and Will Taylor represent Bighorn, while Zane Huber and Hayden Jowers come from Buffalo. For some of the players, there is one last chance to settle a score with someone on the other team, and at the same time, there are players on their own team who they used to play against, and now they're on the same side. Crow says there's a few players from rival teams that he's played against countless times and that he's glad are on the North team with him.
It's nice to have those Gillette kids. We've competed the last 10 years or whatever, so getting to play with Court Catlin, getting to play with other wrestlers like Tucker Side, and just all those other kids that I've also competed in with other sports as well. It's awesome to get to play one more time together.
Taylor says there's a few 2A players that he's wanted on his side for a while.
The level guys and some of the 2A guys that we've played against kind of stick out, but we're all meshing really well. Everyone's being super friendly, and we're building new connections every single day.
The Shrine Bowl football game kicks off at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Natrona County High School in Casper. In soccer, the goalies, the last line of defense for the team, and Buffalo High School has the best in the state. Oren Ostermeyer has been named the 2025 Wyoming Gatorade Player, Boys Soccer Player of the Year. This past season, the junior had .63 goals against average, had 10 shutouts while guarding the net, and two big saves in the Bison State Championship shootout win last month, which was their first state championship since 2013. Ostermeyer's was the first-time All-State selection and also plays golf as well as participates on Buffalo's swimming and indoor track and field teams and plays for the Buffalo Bulls Legion baseball program. Speaking of Legion baseball, the Troopers will play a home conference doubleheader Sunday against the Casper Oilers beginning at 4 and 6 p.m. You can watch the live video stream of the games at SheridanMedia.com or on our Sheridan Media Facebook and YouTube pages. James Timberlake will have the live radio play-by-play on AM 1410 and 106.9 FM KWYO. Sunday is also Little League night at the Troopers game. Teams and players will be recognized and get the run to bases in between games. Elsewhere in Legion baseball, the Buffalo Bulls will visit Sheridan tomorrow to play a doubleheader against the Jets beginning at 5 and 7 p.m. and will host the Cheyenne Eagles on Sunday starting at noon and 2 p.m. In Major League Baseball, the Colorado Rockies avoided being swept at home by San Francisco yesterday 8-7 in a come-from-behind walk-off fashion. The Rocks trailed 7-2 after five innings, and the Rockies start a seven-game road trip today with three games in Atlanta, followed by four at Washington. First pitch today scheduled for 5:15 p.m. You can hear it live on Fox Sports 106.3 FM. Tomorrow's game starts at 2:10 p.m. and Sunday's at 11:35 a.m. Again, you can hear those all Rockies baseball on Fox Sports 106.3 FM. In the NHL, the Stanley Cup Finals, Edmonton trailed 3-0 after one period last night at defending champ Florida, then scored three in the second period to tie the game and added one more midway through the third to go up 4-3. Panthers would tie the game with 20 seconds to go in regulation to force overtime, but the Oilers would score midway through the period to win 5-4 and tie the series at two games each. Game 5 of the best-of-7 series is tomorrow at Edmonton. That's a look at sports. From the SheridanMedia.com Sports Desk, I'm Bob Grammons.
Summer's here, and it's time to tackle the season's challenges head-on. WWC Engineering provides innovative solutions for all your land, water, and infrastructure needs. Managing stormwater and flood prevention to designing efficient irrigation systems and sustainable development plans, they have the expertise to make your property thrive, no matter what summer brings. Let WWC Engineering help you prepare for the season ahead. Visit WWCEngineering.com.
14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on your Friday the 13th.
Oh, it's Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, James Timberlake.
How about that?
How about that? There's a lot of things going on this week. You got Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Father's Day.
Yeah, true.
We've got Flag Day tomorrow.
Yep.
Hey, fly your flag.
Fly your flag, call your dad.
Yeah. Fly your flag, call your dad, and don't be superstitious.
Yeah, avoid bad luck situations.
Yeah, because you should never change your bed on a Friday before the on Friday the 13th.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
This is not true.
Well, not true. Yeah, that's okay. A wrong choice of words.
These are just, you know,
superstitions. Right.
Okay. If you start a trip on a Friday, you'll have misfortune. Well,
I always start.
Everybody
trips
starts
on,
trips yeah. on Fridays. Forget that one. Cut your nails on a Friday, and then you cut them for sorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever paid attention to the day I've clipped my nails.
I don't either. If ships set sail on Friday, they have bad luck.
I did know that one, actually. I have heard that before.
Yeah, and a lot of them adhere to that, too.
Yeah, well, if there's any profession that like kind of lives and dies by... By the superstitions, it's the shipping industry,
yes,
or ships.
Yes. 13 is the devil's dozen.
Okay.
Should 13 people eat dinner together, it's not a good thing.
Isn't it also a baker's dozen? Isn't that 13, too?
Yeah, I know. Somebody wants to bring a baker's dozen of donuts.
Hey, you make the call this week.
We're not going to be superstitious.
No.
We're going to say thank you.
Yeah, well, are you kidding me?
Right.
I'll say, yeah. I got the devil's number of donuts in my stomach right now.
Yeah,
after that,
I know. Don't cut off both ends of a loaf of bread.
Okay, what do they call it? Yeah, the heel, right?
The heels. Yes. Leave your hat on the bed.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
What?
It's bad luck to leave your hat on the bed. It's also bad luck to flip your mattress today. Don't flip your mattress today.
Okay.
The last time you
I was
going to
say,
mattress.
I don't know if there's a lot of
them. I remember the last time. Maybe that's what I'll do this weekend. I'll just flip it.
Well, I don't think a lot of them are made for that anymore.
I know.
I don't think you're supposed to anymore, depending on how old your mattress is.
Don't walk under a ladder. I don't do that anyway.
Yeah, that's just that's not even bad luck. That's just
that's just
safety thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't pour water on a windowsill.
Okay.
Don't
You know what? Hey, here's Captain Obvious for you. A lot of these feel made up. Who would have thought?
Don't plant potatoes.
On today?
Today.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't lean on a broom on a bed.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
I do that normally.
That's random.
Don't lean on a...
on a broom on a bed.
I'll try my best.
Yeah, get that broom off your bed, James.
And I won't lean on it.
Yeah, don't lean on it. Don't open an umbrella indoors.
That one, heard numerous times.
Don't do housework.
Oh, all right.
Hey.
Sounds good.
All right.
That'll be my excuse.
Don't wear new clothes.
Okay.
Don't cut your hair today.
Okay.
Don't sneeze to your left side.
How many people do you think adhere to some of these?
You never know. Now, it's good luck to cut your fingernails on a Friday to avoid a toothache during the month.
Oh, of course.
There's random.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like, do you think... Here's my example. Do you think barbers...
I love random things.
Do you think barbers are seeing less less business today?
No.
Because it's Friday the 13th?
No.
And that's like a...
I love
superstition.
This. Cut your fingernails on a Friday to avoid a toothache during the month. Okay.
Of course.
It's good luck to take candy to a friend.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's just also, hey. I don't know if luck is, you know, just do that to be nice.
When you sit at the table, place the salt down first.
Okay.
When you set a table. Okay.
Right.
Not sit down at a table.
Set a table,
when you
yeah.
set the table. If you drop a spoon, expect friends to drop by soon.
What are we doing?
I love that one. I love the random ones. You know, you couldn't even imagine making that stuff up.
Well, that one's just rhyming, and it's not even a good rhyme.
Does your left
they rhymed with spoon? They rhymed spoon with soon.
Yeah. If your left hand itches, James, money will come to you.
Okay.
All right. How about if I just itch my hand anyway? And
right.
See what happens.
Also, Friday the 13th, very close to payday, so you know they're not really
right. When you move,
really going out on a limb there.
Right. When you move to a new, yeah. So if you it's your hand, money will come to you today. I can guarantee it for the Sheridan Media employees.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, look, oh, wow, my hand does itch. Look
I can
at that.
Guarantee if the Sheridan Media employees itch their left hand today, money will come.
Who would have thought?
How about that one? Don't sweep dust out the front door. You'll sweep away good luck. Now, I have heard of that. I don't adhere to it.
I don't know anybody that sweeps things
sweep
outside,
out the
like
front
out of
door.
A door. Yeah.
Who
does this?
Make a wish when you see the first robin of spring.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be make a wish if you see a fish. We're working with Dr. Seuss here.
Yeah, I know. So, Friday the 13th. There you go, James. A few things
okay.
there. Now, if you want something a little more realistic here, how about some top 10 Father's Day gifts?
Yeah.
How about a number 10, a HelloFresh meal kit subscription?
Oh, man. I don't know if...
have you looked into that?
I know HelloFresh.
I've looked into it.
I think the last...
Kind of doing the same stuff.
Well, and the last thing I need in my life right now is another subscription. So.
Probably. Here's another one for you. Ancestry DNA testing kit.
That one's actually interesting. I would do that. That's a good idea.
Okay. I know two of my friends that did that, and they found out they had daughters.
See, that's cool.
That they didn't know.
Well, I guess it depends. You
yeah,
know,
two friends of mine that have done that did the DNA test, not on you know, Father's Day.
Were they like adults?
Yes.
Adult daughters?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Adult daughters.
Hmm. Cool.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it is way cool. Actually, both of them have really reached out and wanted to have a relationship with their daughters,
mm-hmm.
and they do, which
That's
is way,
good.
That is way cool. Google Nest outdoor camera.
Ooh. Yeah. Everybody should probably have an outdoor camera at this point on their doorbell or something.
Yeah. How about a temperature control smart mug? Sure.
Yeah,
never have a cold drink a day.
I've never. Was that a Friday 13th thing?
No.
Oh, okay. I've heard that those don't work incredibly well after a couple of times, especially if you run them through like the washer and stuff too.
Oh.
Because then it kind of throws them out of whack. But I don't know. I could be wrong about that.
Okay. Hands-free, bladeless, portable neck fan.
Oh, man.
360-degree airflow, up to 18 hours of battery life, perfect for outdoor activities.
If there's one thing I know about dads, they run hot. They get warm. My dad included.
But I don't want a neck fan. I don't want
Yeah, come on.
I don't want it on my neck.
Yeah, neck's okay. kind of a weird spot.
It is. Oh, Hyper Tough 70-piece project kit.
Okay.
An affordable tool kit featuring a cordless drill, various hand tools, and carry bag, ideal for the do-it-yourself enthusiast.
That's not my dad.
Okay.
My dad would get that and be like, all right, cool. And then it would stay in like the garage forever.
Oh, this is cool. My son has one of these. A solo stove bonfire 2.0 fire pit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know that.
I like that one.
I know that one.
I have a, here's another one. It's a wireless meter block smart meat thermometer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's something you'll use all the time.
Oh, I don't have a wireless one.
Yeah.
I just have the standard one. And here's the most popular thing, Apple Watch Series 9.
Yeah.
It's a top-rated smartwatch offering advanced fitness tracking, and it has a bright, always-on display.
That's, I think that's what I have. I believe.
You have an Apple Watch Series 9?
It's either a Series 9 or a Series 8. I can't remember.
Close enough,
yeah.
Man. You're there.
It's great for that, though. It is, you know, tracking steps
so
and
there
whatnot.
You go.
It's great.
I like the tech stuff.
What's, you are a father. As a father.
Yes.
What was your, do you have a favorite Father's Day gift? And don't cop out and be like, just spending time with my kids. No.
It is.
No,
it
that's not the right answer.
It seriously
they
is.
Got you a gift that
I
you
am,
love.
I am not a material person.
Come on, Bob.
I'm not.
What are we doing?
I'm not. No, I'm just not a material person.
You know who's upset
you
about
know what
that
I did last Father's Day? It was a year ago.
Spend best, time with your
it,
kids.
It was the best Father's Day I have ever had.
Mm-hmm.
My grandson and my granddaughter were with me, and we caught our first fish.
Okay, see, that's, yeah, that makes sense. That's a good one. That's a memory you'll have forever.
Yes. And it was so funny, because they're like, ooh.
Yeah. Gross. It's slimy.
I looked at my son and said, now, come on, man. Let's no ooh in here.
Yeah.
Just grab those things. Yeah, but I got to tell you, that
you
was
favorite,
that was
wow.
That was the best. I don't, you know, it's just like Christmas, James. I don't remember the gifts, you know. I just remember the time. So
that's it.
You'll realize that when you get older,
Bob. You're giving politician answers right now. I don't
I know,
like
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. It
the
may,
best
it may be
my favorite gift I've ever given my dad.
Okay.
There
you go.
My favorite gift I ever gave my dad. I don't know if he. Well, I think he likes it. Obviously, I don't know. I mean, whatever. I gave him, my dad's a big Star Trek freak. Freak's the wrong word. He's a big Star Trek head, you know?
Right, right.
But I gave him a book that was all of the ships that were in, that have been in Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a diagram of each one.
Wow.
And stuff like that. So I was like, a cool coffee table book.
That is cool.
That I think he flips through every now and again.
You know what I think you should get him?
The DVD collection of the original Star Trek?
No. This is actually this. I've read this story. I'm going off memory here.
Mm-hmm.
I read this. There's a guy that was such a huge Star Trek fan. He had, you know how they have the little emblem, the little A type thing on their shirts.
Mm-hmm.
He had it tattooed.
Oh,
on his chest.
There we go. Yeah, I'll get my dad a tattoo.
Get your dad a tattoo
like
of
dad?
The Star Trek emblem. On his chest.
I'll pick up my dad. I'll blindfold him and everything. Be like, Dad, this is a big surprise. And then I'll sit him down, take the blindfold off, and the guy's going away on the tattoo.
He listens to us, though, from Oklahoma, doesn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I think he is listening to this. Oh, so I just ruined it.
Yeah, you might have ruined it. But you could have got him a tattoo for a Star Trek emblem.
You know.
And he probably would still graciously take it from
you. No, well, here's the thing. He might be okay with it. Here's the thing. My stepmom would be like, are you serious?
Oh, that's true.
Have you lost your mind?
Yeah, that's true. Yes, that might be the case. Okay. Just throwing some ideas out there for you, James.
That's maybe too large of a leap.
But you could go with it. All
true.
Right. Okay. Well, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Yeah.
Okay. It's coming up on Sunday. And it's Friday the 13th. That's Flag Day. Fly your flags.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy a flag if you don't have one. It's Axe Throwing Day today.
Sure.
And
do it all the time.
I know. Cupcake Lovers Day.
Okay.
Ooh.
I like cupcakes.
I do too.
Some people like cupcakes more than normal cake.
I know.
That's not me.
There's some really good people making good cupcakes out there. Megalodon Day.
Oh, Megalodon. Man, we had Megalodon had a moment this time about 7 years ago. No, more than that, about 10 years ago, where everybody thought that he was back.
Megalodon, man.
It's a cool fossil, but it is dead. Remember, there was a big thing that everybody thought Megalodon was still in the ocean somewhere at the very bottom of the ocean?
Right. Hey, you never know. We don't know what's at the bottom of the ocean, James.
I think we're pretty confident on that one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't got a lot of half-eaten whale carcasses just showing up everywhere, you know?
You know what? Father's Day's going off, right? James, you have Trooper Baseball.
True. Sunday, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, 6
and
o'clock.
And 6 o'clock, yep.
That's right. James will be on the radio and online at SheridanMedia.com. Do you remember? Have an awesome Friday and a weekend, everyone. You're listening to